Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is August 2, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about former bank, tech execs launch the PIT exchange to compete with Coinbase. Western Union, TD expand money transfers from Canada to the world. Computop launches authentication service as PSD2 implementation deadline looms. Total UPI transactions reach 822 MLN in July 2019. Nets reveals strategic alliance with Prezeloi 24. Quebec introduces new credit card regulations. GCash, Starbucks introduce new mobile payment option. Wirecard strikes deal with SicilPay to drive digital payments in Italy. Western Union plans 10% job cuts, office consolidation amid cross-border focus. Moneycorp acquires the Rochford Group in Australia. MasterCard, Goop and Next Retail Concepts upgrade online shopping in Canada. Now let's get started. Former bank, tech execs launch the PIT exchange to compete with Coinbase. Blockchain, a cryptocurrency and digital wallet platform backed by Alphabet and billionaire Virgin chairman Richard Branson, has launched an exchange called the PIT, which claims to operate the world's fastest matching engine in the crypto industry, according to a new blog post from the firm. The exchange includes a team of former executives from the New York Stock Exchange, TD Ameritrade, Google, Revolut and Goldman Sachs. The goal of this exchange, according to blockchain CEO Peter Smith, is to compete with other major cryptocurrency exchanges such as Coinbase and Binance. The exchange will be available in more than 200 countries and users will be able to link up their bank accounts with the platform to use US dollars, euros and sterling to purchase and trade cryptocurrencies. Western Union, TD expand money transfers from Canada to the world. Western Union and TD, a Canada-based financial institution, have announced a new way for TD customers to send money internationally through Western Union. Due to this agreement, TD customers are able to send money cross-border from their personal TD Canada Trust Canadian dollar checking, savings or line of credit accounts for cash pickup at a Western Union location in 200 countries and territories around the world. The service is available online and via EasyWeb, and continues to be rolled out for TD app users. Earlier in July 2019, Post Office, the UK's retail network, has announced the expansion of its cross-border digital payments offering for UK businesses and consumers by teaming up with Western Union. Computop launches authentication service as PSD2 implementation deadline looms. Computop, a Germany-based payments processor, announced an authentication service called Biometrics by Computop, which is designed to help online merchants and banks operate in compliance with the new PSD2 authentication rules that are scheduled to go into effect across Europe by mid-September. Computop's new biometrics service allows merchants to apply authentication early on in the process when customers are logging onto an app or online store, or during the checkout process, according to a company release. After the authentication steps are taken, Computop generates a digital signature that can be sent to issuers. What we are providing with Computop Biometrics is a host of great advantages for retailers, Ralph Gladys, CEO of Computop, said in the release. Biometric authentication can be applied to app or shop logins in order to avoid fraudulent account takeovers. Total UPI transactions reach 822 MLN in July 2019. According to National Payments Corporation of India, NPCI, the total Unified Payments Interface, UPI, transactions in India stood at 822.29 million in July 2019. The amount is around 8% higher than in June 2019, when the total transactions stood at 754.54 million. UPI transactions suffered a slight dip in April and May 2019 and stabilized in June 2019. Moreover, while total transactions increased, the total value of payments transacted on the network remained constant. In June 2019, the total value of transactions on the UPI network fell by around 4% from May 2019. Total IMPS, immediate payment service, transactions in the country stood at 189.29 million in July 2019. Transactions on AEPS, Aadhaar-enabled payment system, also increased and stood at 220.18 million. When it comes to NETC, National Electronic Toll Collection, the total transactions increased to 27.26 million. Nets reveals strategic alliance with Prezelawi 24. The strategic alliance between Nets and Prezelawi 24, a Poland-based online PSP, has now become a reality as all regulatory authorities have given their approval. The new joint Polish group under the holding company P24.card includes Prezelawi 24 and .pay, eCard, which were recently acquired by Nets, a player in the European payments industry. P24.card is now one of the largest online PSPs in Poland. With a stake of 51%, Nets is a majority shareholder of P24.card. The brands of .pay, eCard, and Prezelawi 24 are being retained. In recent news, Nets and Swish, a Sweden-based payments app, have announced their collaboration on an in-store payments pilot program that will expand to additional merchants after the summer of 2019 being the first of its kind in Sweden. Quebec introduces new credit card regulations. The Quebec government has issued several changes to credit card payments in a bid to help people manage their debt more effectively. There are no federal regulations concerning minimum payments on credit cards, but provinces are free to introduce their own laws. Quebec is the first province to do so. According to CTV News, Quebecers will be required to make a minimum monthly payment of 2% of their credit card balance owing. The minimum monthly payment will increase again by 5% in 2020 and again each year for 5 years. Moreover, banks have the option of increasing the minimum monthly payments to 5% of the balance owing. According to Statistics Canada, 0.031% of people in Quebec filed for bankruptcy in 2018, higher than any other province west of Atlantic Canada. Canadians face a total credit market debt of more than US$2.3 trillion, the total market debt including mortgages, credit cards, and other forms of personal debt. GCash, Starbucks introduce new mobile payment option. GCash and Starbucks have introduced a new mobile payment option, aiming to eliminate multiple steps and to add to a streamlined customer experience. With the new Scan to Pay STP with GCash QR, a QR scanner integrated into the coffee shop's POS scans the GCash customer's generated QR code, this creating a streamlined payment process. To use STP via QR scanner, Starbucks customers need to generate a QR code through their GCash app when the barista completes taking their orders. The customer will scan the QR code to the QR scanner and will receive notification of payment via SMS while the barista will receive payment via the POS. There is no need for a QR key card or handset to receive a GCash reference number as proof of transaction. Furthermore, Starbucks customers do not have to input the amount due for payment in their GCash app because it will be automatically deducted from their account. The partnership with Starbucks comes at the heels of the mobile wallet app's partnership with Asia United Bank. AUB and GCash will collaborate to enable more than 1 million traditional and non-traditional merchants in the Philippines to accept QR code payments. As of September 2018, Starbucks had 373 licensed stores nationwide. It opened its first branch in the Philippines in 1997, making the Philippines the third overseas market for Starbucks. Wirecard strikes deal with SicilPay to drive digital payments in Italy. Wirecard, the global innovation leader for digital financial technology, and Sicil Group, through its brand SicilPay, have signed an agreement to partner in the field of digital payments. With more than 200 million transactions per year, 40,000 points of sale and 15 million customers, SicilPay already offers one of the most successful payment services in Italy and is regulated by the Italian central bank, Banca d'Italia. Users can access more than 500 individual services, including utility bills payments, tax payments, mobile phone top-ups, and subscriptions to digital TV services. The target of the new cooperation between Wirecard and the Sisal Group is to make contactless payments as simple and user-friendly as possible. With the aim of guiding people towards new innovative consumption experiences, concretely contributing to the digital evolution of the country towards a cashless society, we constantly invest in people, skills and technology. SisalPay's growth strategy is based on innovation and cutting-edge technologies. In this regard, with Wirecard we have found the ideal partner who shares our vision of an innovative payment universe and helps us to further digitize Italian society where 50% of payments are already contactless, said Francesco Maldari, head of Payment Services Business Unit at Sisal Group. With the help of Wirecard, SisalPay can unlock the potential of digitization and offer customers new integrated solutions to offer consumer maximum flexibility. We are delighted to contribute our global expertise in digital payments to SisalPay's business strategy and expect a further expansion of the strategic partnership, added Julian West, Vice President Sales Financial Institutions and FinTech Europe at Wirecard. Western Union plans 10% job cuts, office consolidation amid cross-border focus. Western Union Co. announced plans to cut about 10% of its global workforce and consolidate offices as part of a strategy to become more efficient and better align its cross-border money transfer business to a wider set of consumers and clients. Western Union said the consolidation would result in annual savings of $100 million by 2021, with about $50 million to be realized in 2020. The company disclosed the plans during its second quarter earnings announcement Thursday. It plans to elaborate in September during its upcoming Investor Day. We are very confident in the underlying strength of Western Union and enduring value of our unique cross-border platform, President and CEO Hikmet Ersek said on the quarterly earnings call with analysts. This is a stable business with strong margins, but we believe we can deliver additional value to customers and shareholders through a new global strategy designed to drive improved efficiency, profitability and long-term revenue growth. The company said it expects to record $100 million in restructuring expenses in 2019 and $50 million in 2020 related to the cuts, and said that $7 million of those expenses were recorded in the second quarter. The company reported 45 cents per share earnings during the quarter, compared with 46 cents in the year-ago period. Revenue fell 5% during the quarter to $1.3 billion on a reported basis and increased 4% on an adjusted constant currency basis. The adjusted constant currency figure excludes SpeedPay and the PayMap mortgage services business, which were both divested during the period. The company said revenue was impacted by the strengthening of the US dollar against the Argentine peso. The company is forecasting annual earnings per share of $1.70 to $1.80. Moneycorp acquires the Rochford Group in Australia. Today, Moneycorp announces it has acquired the Rochford Group, one of Australia's largest independent treasury advisors. The purchase is Moneycorp's second major international acquisition of 2019, after the completion of its deal for Brazil's Novo Mundo. Rochford, based in Sydney, also has a representative office in Hong Kong that will further extend Moneycorp presence in both Australia and Hong Kong, as well as adding a range of new products for Moneycorp customers. Rochford's specialist treasury services offer bespoke solutions to clients, allowing them to manage the impact of treasury risks on cash, profitability and their balance sheets. Rochford's cloud-based treasury risk management platform offers proprietary global cash flow forecasting models and workflow procedures to boost productivity. Rochford Group, established in 2010, holds a comprehensive Australian Financial Services License, AFSL, providing solutions clients across numerous industry sectors. Commenting on the acquisition, Nick Hazelhurst, CFO of Moneycorp said, "We have worked with the team at Rochford Capital for several years and saw a very strong fit in our own client-led approach to providing effective risk management solutions. We are delighted to have the Rochford team joining us and believe we can help accelerate Rochford's growth by deploying their operating model through the Moneycorp Group." Thomas Averill, MD of Rochford Group, commented, "We're excited to be welcomed into the Moneycorp family, and I am looking forward with my team to leveraging Moneycorp's global footprint and resources to bring Rochford's services to new markets. Global economic volatility means both personal and corporate clients are in need of effective counsel to manage their FX positions and a hedging strategy to mitigate risk, protect margins, and take advantage of opportunities as they arise." UK-headquartered Moneycorp, which handled over 5.9 million global transactions in 2018, trades more than 35.5 billion of currency annually through its offices in the UK, USA, Brazil, Hong Kong, Spain, France, Gibraltar, Romania, Australia, UAE and Ireland. Moneycorp's international growth strategy has seen it acquire and integrate Commonwealth FX, the US-based corporate international payments company acquired in January 2018, and establish a licensed payments business and office in the UAE. Earlier this year, it secured entry into South America's fast-growing foreign exchange market through the controlling acquisition of Novo Mundo, a São Paulo-headquartered business. Domestic growth for Moneycorp includes the expansion of its regional presence in Coventry and the opening of new offices in Leeds and Edinburgh in 2019 to bring dedicated foreign exchange services to key commercial centres in the UK. Moneycorp's strong investment in its payments solutions technology includes the launch of its API for third-party use, allowing clients to integrate the company's payments platform into their systems. MasterCard, Goop and Next Retail Concepts upgrade online shopping in Canada. For the first time, Goop will extend the unique brand experience of the physical Goop MRKT Toronto pop-up to digital shoppers in the Canadian market. Powered by MasterCard and Next Retail Concepts and guided by Goop, the innovative digital environment will allow shoppers to browse and buy just as if they were in the physical store. Consumers in Canada will find this to be a new, very different, immersive way to shop that supplements the e-commerce experience on Goop.com. Through September 22, a shopper can virtually navigate through a three-dimensional version of Goop MRKT Toronto, interact with their favorite Goop products, and engage with digital content curated by Goop. The Goop product assortment for purchase through the experience will include Goop's own lines of G-Label apparel and swim, G-Sport activewear, high-performance, clean skin care, and bath and body essentials. Purchases are secure and the technology integrates seamlessly with Goop's existing e-commerce platform. Together with partners like MasterCard and Next Retail Concepts, Goop is evolving the e-commerce experience to bring the physical store to life in an immersive, digital environment. Consumers today expect a seamless, customized shopping experience across any channel or device, said Stefan Wiper, Senior Vice President, New Commerce Partnerships and Commercialization, MasterCard. At MasterCard, we're committed to using our products and services to create solutions for retailers to help them meet these growing demands. Together with partners like Next Retail Concepts, we are continuing to evolve e-commerce to bring the physical store to life in an immersive, digital environment, all while enabling seamless payment and exclusive offers for our cardholders. We are excited to partner with Goop to provide a platform that allows the Goop consumer to shop in a fully experiential environment that brings the brand's story to life in a compelling new way and allows consumers to shop the virtual store across any accessible device, commented Neil Cole, CEO, Next Retail Concepts. MasterCard and Goop are forward-thinking partners who share in our vision of transforming the e-commerce experience, Cole added. The virtual experience not only shifts online shopping from transactional to experiential but also provides access to tools and insights to further engage shoppers. Retailers who leverage the technology also have the ability to provide customized offers as well as gain analytics on overall store performance. Customers will get to try the immersive commerce experience as it comes to life through the Goop MRKT Toronto pop-up. MasterCard will bring the latest ways to shop and pay to the activation and also give cardholders the opportunity to experience Goop with exclusive benefits. Some of the special perks include exclusive access to events at Goop MRKT Toronto, including meditation classes, private shopping, and more. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.